Well, good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Want to welcome you on this Tuesday, and it is Tuesday, August the 9th, and the Pickup Country time is 104, 88 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch, and it is nice and steamy out there in Irvin. We are broadcasting live from our Main Street studios here in Irvin, Kentucky, and we're so happy to have special guests in studio with us today, including Renee and Warren from Overtones Live. You hear me talk about them all the time. You hear them here on WSKV. And also part of the Goodwin Brothers. We have Jonathan here and Jeremy Toller, who is the drummer, I understand. Welcome, all of you. So glad that you're here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to be here.
Now, you're here because there is a big project that's been going on, and you guys put together something really cool. But before we jump into that, Renee, explain what Overtones does and how you guys got started and what it is that you do.
Okay. Thank you so much, Angela. And Warren and I are very happy to be here today. I'm going to be tag-teaming with Warren on a little bit of this, but just to take it back to 2018, we were approached by the Lexington Community Radio, which is a wonderful service to the city of Lexington and also the state of Kentucky, in coming up with a new concept for a radio show that they would like to have on there. And Warren and I just kind of brainstormed for a matter of a couple of weeks, and we finally came up with the name Overtones, which kind of represented music, but also the stories, you know, behind the music, mm-hmm. and also the tones that happen above the actual song itself. I started off at the STEAM Academy, which is a high school that's in Lexington, mm-hmm. and we were in the basement, and we, at the time, we were having about four artists on the show in 15-minute increments, so we were in a very tiny place, a tiny studio, and it was a lot of fun. We eventually moved over to the Lyric Theater soon after that, and they had a little bit of a larger space for us to have even more instrumentalists and more people in the studio. During COVID, we couldn't have anybody in the studio. And then when they were allowed to have people in the studio due to restrictions, it would only be one person. So we got really creative during that time. We started doing some repurposing of the shows that we had. We did a little bit of Zoom stuff. And we also had some musician friends that had music studios in their own home. And we went home to home to record some studios as well. Mama Said String Band comes most to mind. We went over to Hanover, Indiana to record that show. And then I'll tag you and you can talk about how we ended up at Austin City Saloon and where we've come from then.
I think it was Austin Brashear that reached out to us and asked us actually if we would like to do our show in his venue. And we were like, it's a very large, you know, well-established, long-established, you know, venue in Lexington. And so we said, what's your slowest night? You know, because we like to be there on the slowest night and build it up.
Right.
You know? So we came to a decision on what night to be there, and that allowed us to have a full stage for large bands, larger mm-hmm. bands than we had dealt with before. He's got a fellow that works there who does the sound every night of the week as part of the staff. So we had a sound guy on site and the ability to record the show right from the board, and just a lot of perks that we really hadn't had before, and the ability to get larger groups in and just not worry about the instrumentation, because
right.
the stage could handle anything we could throw at it, you know. So, yeah, so once that started happening, we started kind of shifting the focus from how we'd been handling the show at the other, you know, venues, and started finding larger bands, you know, mostly people that had original music or CDs coming out or things like that that we could promote and help, you know, raise their presence and all that. So that, what, lasted for at least a year, right? And go ahead.
Yeah, that was season four. And then season five, we shifted to Bluegrass Barrel House mm-hmm. and also a combination of the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame. And then we moved earlier this year, actually in February, to have the show at Austin City Saloon in Corbin, so the artists that live in that part of the state wouldn't have to travel so far to do a show. And that's been a really great partnership. Mm-hmm. And now we are also at Tipsy Cow in Georgetown. And starting September, which is our season 6 coming up, we will be there every Thursday night now. And it's been a great success.
So are you planning on continuing to move around the state? Because for listeners, a lot of times it's hard for listeners to get all the way to, you know, the other side of the state or whatever to see a performance. So I think it's awesome that you're opening up that not only for the artists, but for the listeners, you know, that are kind of in remote areas. It's tough.
And we also have Overtones Live with Oliver Sayani, who has also been doing a startup show with Overtones Live at Zanzibar in Louisville. So we are starting to kind of think a little bit more strategically so we can meet the needs of everyone in the state.
Gotcha. All right. Now, you guys have done some documentary work, too, through Listen Locally?
Yes, we have.
Tell folks about that, because I told them about the big Greg Austin thing, but you know, I can't do it justice and tell the story about that and how that got started. But that has been a big part of what you guys have put together too, and pulled together so many artists to be a part of that.
Yes, that's correct, Angela. And this was born out of the University of Kentucky Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History originally, in which we were doing oral history projects around some of our UK music professors that we felt very connected with while we were there, and we're enjoying great relationships 35 to 40 years later. Mm-hmm. One of our professors is actually 97 years old, and one of the oral history projects is about her. We have also had oral history projects around the UK cheerleading squad dynasty and their 24 national championships over the year, and really trying to track some success factors and what we think made them such a great success, and they continue to be a success. So there's a lot of actually similarities between sports and music, and we've been able to make those connections as well. And then we do have the Greg Austin Oral History Project that we've been working on for about 4 years now. And that came to full fruition when we had the tribute concert to Greg. And what we did is we pulled in, believing that Greg's volume of songs that he wrote during the 70s and 80s was so great and so significant, we pulled in younger artists that had not been exposed to Greg Austin music, and I challenged them with learning one of Greg's songs in their style. And we had Sydney Adams, we had Donovan Howard. It was a great night. You were there.
Yes, it was amazing.
And we had some old band members from the Greg Austin Band come to really pay tribute to Greg's 50 years in music and also Austin City Saloon's 40th year in business. And Austin City was the birthplace of Greg Austin Band music. Greg was an original owner of the place, and it was his namesake as well.
Yeah.
So, and in addition to that, we do a lot of work in diversity and inclusion. So we also have some oral history projects and documentary film work around diversity and inclusion and equity and accessibility.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, how did you end up with these fellas, the Goodwin Brothers?
Well, I'm going to pass the baton now to Jonathan, because it is a great story, and it's a very organic story, I might say, as well.
Organic, okay.
Well, those of you that know us know that we have been traveling as the Goodwin Brothers for about a year now. We sang all of our lives separately, and have all three of us have worked in music most of our lives, but COVID sort of forced us to be stuck at home, and we said if we're ever going to do anything, now would be the time to do it. So we did the record in 2020. It caught some momentum, and we've just kind of been riding that ever since. And Renee reached out to us and said, I would love for you to be a part of the Working in Concert series that they're doing at the Tipsy Cow. And we said we'd love to do it, and had no idea that it was going to be, I mean, she may have said to me, I have a touch of ADHD or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, sometimes things go in one ear and out the other. People have to tell me multiple times the same things. But she may have told me that they were going to film it or something, but I didn't remember that at all. Didn't tell the band at all, because they sure would have remembered.
Surprise!
Yeah, so we really didn't even practice for it, to be honest. She said, look, it's a bar thing that we do on a Thursday night. It's their slowest night, so we're thinking, you know, we'll go in just the three of us, or if the boys want to go and the rest of the band, then we'll take them. Luckily, they were all in town, Our whole band was in town because we were heading out for a big weekend that Thursday. And we went and did it, and the place was completely packed to the brim, and they had hired some wonderful videographers. Their sound guy there had captured it all the audio, and not long after the show, Renee reached out and said, "You all really should consider making a product out of this." And we listened through it, and we were thrilled with the way it turned out. I think if we had known we were cutting a live recording, we may have been much more nervous, may have picked some different songs that we were very much more familiar with. There's two on there that we had never done before ever live. But it all came out very organically, and it's just who we are. You know, if people have heard us live or you've seen us live, you know what we're about. We love to have fun, we love to enjoy what we do, and that's it really came through on this album. So now we've took what we thought was just going to be a fun, quick night, and it's a new vinyl, DVD, and it's turning out really well. We're really proud of it.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times whenever there is a produced or mastered piece of work, you miss out on that magic that happens in those live performances, and that's one of the reasons that I reached out to you guys as soon as you were doing the overtones, and I saw the first, you know, or heard the first program. I was like, this is what we want. We love that magic that happens in the live performances. I can't be at every show. I wish I could, but I love that you're capturing that. And for you to be able to put that out then as a product, I'm really excited about that.
We are too. Yeah, 16 songs, I think, total. And we just ran straight through it like we would a normal concert and had a blast. I mean, like we always do. And the crowd seemed to enjoy it too, so we were...
Well, and I can confirm that she actually asked him specifically, "Would you mind if we bring a couple of extra camera guys?"
I'm not denying that.
Would that bother you guys? And because we wanted to bring a couple of pros in. I mean, we do what we do, and it's okay. The video's, you know, fine, but we wanted some guys with some close up gimbal shots walking around,
right?
And, you
okay.
know, getting solos and stuff like that. So we knew that was going to happen, and we had, I think we had at least five, maybe six camera angles that night to pull from. And so what we didn't know was how just organically fantastic this performance was going to turn out, you know. And I think it was because they were so relaxed and so just kind of carefree on stage and so into it with each other, you know, instrumentally, vocally, everything. That it just couldn't have been more perfect, and we couldn't have planned it, you know, at all. We couldn't have put them in a studio and done this, you know, and gotten that kind of recording.
Makes sense.
And so, yeah, it all came together and happened the way we had hoped it would happen.
Can I add one thing too, Angela? I've worked in video and audio and have for years. That whoever they hired, I don't even know the guys' names, but this is real cinema quality. Or else we wouldn't have put it out. Because even though it was fun, it turned out to be a great project. Anybody that knows us knows we try to do everything with excellence, you know. This is some really good footage. If anybody gets on our Facebook page or YouTube now, I think it's on some YouTube channels. There's a couple clips of the songs. These video guys knew what they were doing. So it's really fun to watch and just see from the different angles, side stage, front of stage. There's some shots of the crowd. It turned out really nice. So we're really thrilled with it. And I appreciate those guys for doing such a great job.
Well, I want to hear a different angle. The silent person in the room, I want to know what you thought when you realized that you were going to be filmed throughout this performance. Did it make you nervous? Did you have a thought of, like, I was not prepared for this?
No, not really nervous. I was excited. You know, Renee and Warren, I knew of them. I hadn't met them before that night, but just what I knew of them, I knew that it was going to be good no matter what was going to come out. And, kind of thought it was going to be a Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Didn't think it was going to go to a DVD or anything like that. So not really as nerve-wracking as maybe it should have been, but it was still a lot of fun.
So was there a point in it whenever you thought, okay, I'm glad they're filming this. This is good stuff.
Song one? Yeah.
Good answer. All right.
Very true.
I hadn't been playing with these guys for too long, but it's always fun. And as soon as that first note hit, I was like, man, I'm glad somebody is getting this on camera.
No doubt. Well, let's hear something from this project, because I'm excited. What song should we hear first?
It depends on what kind of mood you're in, you know.
Oh, come on. Don't leave it on me. What's one that you absolutely you want people to hear?
You know, that's volume two. Why don't we go from the actual Overtone show? You know, if you want something, we usually close all of our shows with Shady Grove. You know, it's an old public domain thing that's always a lot of fun. You could pull that up. They may enjoy that. You think?
All right.
Okay. I think they'll enjoy it a lot.
Okay. Well, let's hear that.
This is my favorite.
Okay. Renee, would you like to do the introduction?
Yes. Coming up next, we have the Goodwin Brothers on Overtones Live with Shady Grove.
All right. Good job.
Oh, love you so much. We love you.
Shady Grove, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
Fun listening to it. It had to be fun playing it.
It was fun, yeah. It was a great night.
So tell us about your band.
Okay, sure. So, you know, you've got myself on guitar and vocals and my youngest brother, Will, on mandolin vocals. He does a lot of our lead singing. Everybody that knows us knows Chase Bush. He sang with us since we were 12 and 13 years old in church. We call him our oldest brother. He's only a few months older than me, but he sings, does the vocals. He's a phenomenal piano player as well, but he does, of course, when we do bluegrass, we don't haul a keyboard with us. So you might see him on a washboard or he might hit a cymbal or something, but he's a dynamic vocalist. He was a finalist season 5 of American Idol, Taylor Hicks season, and he is just, he's a great singer. And we always keep phenomenal side men and women with us as well. Jeremy's a stickler with us now. He's about 5 shows in, I think, and doing a great job. And Jeremy, I've known for 20 years, you know, played in church together. I told people this weekend, we used to play in church together. Now, then we got saved, and now we play bluegrass together.
Yeah.
We joke about that. But we always keep great people around us. Anytime you see the Goodwin Brothers full band, you're going to see a banjo and fiddle player with us. And they're usually people that they're familiar with. My banjo player played for Sturgill Simpson for the last 2 years that he was out doing bluegrass, and so we always keep a good band with us. But the primary is the 3 vocals, and we always have a great bass player as well. So that's what it's become.
And you've got the biggest cheerleader in the world. Your dad is just
oh Jesus!
Awesome.
Please don't start, because if he's listening right now, his face just lit up. Yeah,
I was really hoping you were bringing him with you today.
You know, no, he's doing his own interview across town somewhere, I'm sure. Like, yeah, and what's funny is people say online all the time, thank you so much. You did a great show on his Facebook, because for some reason they think
he is
Will or something. And instead of correcting them, he just says, thanks. Oh, appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, Dad, stop. But he is, all jokes aside, he is the best.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for the time that we get to spend together. He's gotten a new lease on life. He had stage 4 cancer and was given up to die. The doctor said, go home, you have 6 months to live, and that was 6 years ago.
Mm.
So every day is a blessing, and we're very thankful for him, all jokes aside.
Well, hey,
yeah.
I love that,
yeah.
Because, you know, you got to have that good energy, and
for
it sounds
sure.
like he's got tons of it. I know meeting him for the first time, it was like I was a little overwhelmed. It's like, I get it now, because I'd talked to mm-hmm. him online several times too.
I got you.
Yeah. I have to say, too, Angela, that Jonathan asked me if I had pictures of the Corn Festival from last week, and I did. I had tons of pictures. He said, we checked Dad's camera, and all he has is him and all of these other beautiful women.
Yes.
So he is wonderful to have a picture taken with. And I have to add that we have also a Goodwin Brothers coloring book mm-hmm. coming out. And when we showed him some of the samples, Goose came out and announced, he said, no, I want my own coloring book.
Yeah. Oh,
so we're working on that.
Yeah, give him a page. He said, no, I want my own coloring book. The sad part is, all jokes aside, and we'll stop talking about Dad, but a fan of ours bought shirts. We did not order these. Bought shirts for us to put on the table, these Goose shirts. They're completely sold out. We can't keep them. Like, nobody people buy Goodwin Brothers stuff, but they all line up for his shirts. So, you know, whatever works, I guess.
So now I know something else I need to get, right?
Oh,
I need
yes.
to get a Goose shirt.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to find out where we can all get these Goose shirts here shortly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I grab something that was on your last album?
Sure.
Because I play this one all the time.
Okay.
Anywhere With You.
Yeah, that was our first single.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of folks enjoy that here on WSKV.
Written by a hometown boy in Campton, Jimmy Erie. Yeah, he's originally from Wolf County. He wrote that.
Keep it local,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, well, after this, we're going to take a look at our 3-day forecast and hear from our sponsors, and we're going to be back with more from the Goodwin Brothers and Overtones Live. You stay tuned.
If your dream house is a double wide trailer sitting back in the hollow on a country road, well then maybe that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me.
And you were listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country. And that was also the Goodwin Brothers. That was off of their previous album and a song called The Curtain. And we are here live in studio with part of the Goodwin Brothers and also Overtones Live. Renee and Warren are here with us. And we have been talking about this project And we're on the topic of the Sarah Beth Terry song. And I'd like to hear some of your all's conversation about that, because I was just sharing with you what I thought, because she's
sure.
just so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I met Sarah Beth, I don't know, a year ago or something, and she reached out to me. My cousin knew her. We just had a mutual friend, happened to be a distant cousin of mine. And she said, Jonathan, your cousin said, I got cousins that sing bluegrass music. She said, I thought, I'm not sure if that's true or not. But we met and found out quickly that we come from the same blood. I think Jeremy and her really are cousins, we found out. They had the same granny. And
it was an ancestry search.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it was for real. She is, I work in the music industry, so I hear music all the time, all day long, mixing stuff. And it's taken a long time, I say this to everybody, that to find music that really moves me again, you know, but her stuff does. Mm-hmm. And I've told her that many times. And so we've all became great friends. She's at the house about every week now when she's in town, writing songs and really helping the Goodwin Brothers a lot on this new record. We've got 3 or 4 cuts of hers on the new CD that's about to come out, the new studio album. So this is one that we tried that night. We had never done it. Had we known that we'd been filming, we would not have even done it, because you'll hear Will flub up some lyrics in the first verse. But we said we wanted to try it because we knew that Overtones really focused in on original songs, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter stuff. So we thought it'd be perfect for the event. And but we're going to do this on our new studio album too, and I hope people like it. It's a really cool song.
Any thoughts you want to add?
I think it was more of a technical mic issue, dropping in and out.
Could have been. Yeah,
we'll call it that.
Yeah, that's what you hear when you know. Yeah. Yeah, well, Sarah Beth is just just one of those songwriters that's kind of in a class all her own. I mean, just not only from the sheer volume of songs that she's written, they come to her in seconds, almost complete. Mm-hmm. She came over to the house one day and she said, you got a guitar? I said, yeah. She said, go get it. I said, why? She said, because we're going to write a song. I said, okay. And she goes, give me a topic. I said, well, I really don't have a topic. I said, but I got a line. She said, what's the line? I said, well, the line is, if I change my ways, would you change your mind? So the idea is, mm-hmm. it's from a guy's point of view. He's kind of not treated his girl right, you know, and he realizes it now, and he's thinking, if I change my ways, would you not leave, you know? So before I know it, I've got a legal pad and a pencil, and I'm sitting there, you know, writing what she's coming up with just off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. In 5 minutes.
In less than 5 minutes, she's got a full-blown, not only melody, but beautiful, just beautiful chords for this song. And she's going with this whole storyline. And every now and then I'll get an idea and I'll go, she'll go, shh. I mean, I couldn't get a word in. She would not let me talk. So my only contribution to this whole song was this one line, which ends up being the hook of the song, right?
Right.
And she wrote this just incredible storyline around this in literally 5 minutes. And we've got a phone recording. And we're sitting on the front porch. We got a bird in a tree next to us just chirping away, you know. And I'm feeding her the words as she's singing it, because she just wrote it and can't remember them all, you know. And it's just great. But that's her process. I mean, mm-hmm. she's so fast at this. And they're complete, you know. They're just, it's like you wouldn't change a thing. You know, and
when I think of her in songwriting, I think of like almost militant. Like, she is so disciplined, mm-hmm. and she has done it so much, and she has exercised those skills so much that she's got like brain cells firing that I don't even have, just making connections, right. And it's almost like a second nature to her.
Well, it is, and it's the imagery and the way she pulls you into a song. And instantly, there's something that you connect with it. No matter mm-hmm. what style it's in, no matter what tempo, you know, what key, you feel something that relates to you in that song, you know. And they're all like that. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I don't know anybody else that can do that, you know. So.
Well, and the song is called Cutting. Don't Need Cutting.
Don't Need Cutting. I called her before the show. I said, Sarah, we're going to do this live radio, something live. I don't know what we're doing tonight, but we're going to try to do your song. Where'd this come from? Give me a little story. She said, well, my co-writers just said, let's write a song about Kentucky without saying the word Kentucky. So this is what they came up with. It's called Bluegrass Don't Need Cutting.
All right. Well, we're going to hear it. Here she is, her song, and it is the Goodwin Brothers absolutely killing it. I've seen the video, and I saw what you were talking about, that mic dropout. But it's so good, and it's so, like, it's you all have the energy for it. So I think everybody's going to enjoy it. Here it is.
Good fiddling, Gil. Good fiddling. Good banjo picking, Elmer. Can we do another new one? We've never done this before. I know Overtones Live and Renee and Warren are big fans of this next girl that we're getting ready to sing one of her songs. She is, if you love music and you love good Kentucky music, I should have said her when he asked earlier. It's been many years since there's been music that really moves me. I've said this, Renee. But this girl's songs do. Her name is Sarah Beth Terry. You may have had her here. Yeah. She's a little rough around the edges, but she's a damn songwriter. She can do it. She's our great friend. And she comes to the house about every week anymore and writes songs and is really, really helping the Goodwin Brothers on our next record. This is one of her songs. She said, I got together with her co-writers and I wanted to write a Kentucky song without saying the word Kentucky. This is what she came up with. Hope you like it.
Bluegrass Hey, this is Nicholas Jamerson, and you're listening Like a Local to Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV. And the Pickup Country time is 1:54, 88 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch. And we're live in studio here in Irvine, Kentucky, with part of the Goodwin Brothers and also Overtones Live. We've got Renee and Warren here with us. And I've been talking about this project, and there's two volumes. So, like, did you expect even to have a volume? You didn't expect that.
Right.
What are you thinking now? You've got all of this good stuff. Does it just make you want to do more good stuff?
Yes. That's the short answer.
Yeah.
The long answer is that actually we have two volumes to the CD,
right,
but we also have a DVD of the full concert and also part of the after show that will be released. And also, it gets even better, we have vinyl coming out for this concert as well. And we are so pleased and proud to be partnered with the Goodwin Brothers on this entire project. It was pointed out last week when we talked about when the show was recorded, it was actually on June the 30th. And by working with Jonathan and with Warren and members of the band, we were able to get all of this together in 10 days.
Wow.
10 days.
Speedy.
And I have to read, Angela, on the back of the LP, some really great words, if that's all right. And
yeah,
it says, on June 30th, 2022, Overtones Live presented an evening with the Goodwin Brothers at the Tipsy Cow in Georgetown, Kentucky. And little did we know, when we asked this amazing band to work in concert with us, this one-night experience would evolve into this beautiful live work of musical art that we get to share now with the world.
Very nice.
Very well, Jonathan, do you have anything to add?
I think Jonathan's blushing just a little bit.
Well, you know. No, we're thrilled. We're thrilled with it. We love the way it turned out. And it's, like I said, it's very high-quality video. And the music is just what you see is what you get. And Jeremy and I are laughing over here listening back to some of them, because when you don't see the video with it, you hear even more flubs. But, you know,
you hear them.
Yeah,
we don't.
It's what it is, and we loved it. We had a good time. And I hope that people enjoyed as much as we did putting it on and putting it together.
I think the thing that we captured is what is my favorite thing of every live album I grew up listening to, you know, from preteens on, which is the energy, the love between the audience and the band, the love between the brothers and all the members on stage. You know, it just, there, you feel like you're there when you're watching this DVD, just because of the way it was shot and some of the close-ups that we were able to get. You know, you can't keep your eyes off Chase. I mean, he's just wandering from person to person on stage and you know, interacting with them. And it's just great. You know?
He's got a big stage presence, though.
Absolutely.
He really does.
I mean,
he was meant to be singing,
your eyes are gravitating toward him because he's just so animated. And when he starts to sing, I mean, you can just see the emotion in his face, you know, with if he's just singing a harmony line, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just emoting that deep-seated, you know, love that he has for what he's doing, you know, and it just comes across. It comes across in all the vocals to me. So what he probably hears as flubs, because, you know, and we all know as musicians, no night is perfect. No gig is perfect. No song is perfect. We're all just doing the best we can in the moment, you know. But the overall arcing theme of this is just the beauty of this night and the fact that we were able to capture it. I keep using the phrase lightning in a bottle. That's what it feels like. It's just one of those.
So it's spontaneous.
It's like live at the Fillmore East, you know.
Right.
It's one of those things that you just, you know, you don't expect. It's totally organic. And that's why there's a CD, a DVD, and an album. Yeah, it's
because, and ultimately that's why there's an Overtones Live.
Well, yeah,
right.
that's kind of this has been like the ultimate of what we've been trying to achieve. You know,
right,
to be able to not just to put out a product like this, but to help somebody else have that opportunity. You know, to put something on their merch table that they can sell that's a live product, because that's become a lost art these days. If you think about it, there aren't that many live anything, you know, mm-hmm. recorded, concerts recorded these days, and much less put out. It's not like the old days when the record companies, you know, had money to throw at bands and they've just let them do what they want to do, you know. So it's much more selective. And so this is actually a real kind of dream come true for us to be able to partner with, you know, guys like this and be able to, all of us, you know, put out something to the world that we're all just really proud of. So,
but honestly, you guys are like me. You never get tired of being proud of Kentucky music because there is so much incredible talent here. And, you know, I was talking with a friend the other day that was like, you still listen to Kentucky music here? You need to listen to this. I was like, yeah, you need to listen to Kentucky music. Like, mm-hmm. we have this back and forth all the time. There's no shortage. There's no genre that right. Kentucky musicians aren't just killing it. Where do you see, I mean, I feel like the world is watching Kentucky now sure. and watching Kentucky music. What do you see in the next 10 years just based on the young artists and the up and coming that you're seeing?
Well, I think, like you said, it's endless. And one of the things we tried to do early on, really even before the radio show, is we developed sort of an open mic network across the state of Kentucky. And my idea was that somebody didn't have to travel more than an hour in any direction in Kentucky to find an open mic somewhere near them one night a week. Mm-hmm. You know, because those are the unsung heroes. Those are the guys who sit in their bedroom writing songs and singing and playing. They may have full-time jobs. They may not really ever want to be professional musicians, but they need an outlet. Right, because they have this deep-seated need to write and perform and share something inside of them, you know. So through that, we have discovered several musicians, most all of them from Kentucky, that are now, many of them are professional working touring musicians, you know, that started out, they were too scared to even get on stage because they had no performance experience, right? Mm-hmm. But they started out coming, showing up, doing their songs, getting feedback, positive feedback, you know, sometimes constructive criticism when they'd ask for it, you know, and so that's been a real joy for us, is watching somebody who 5 years ago would never have dreamed of being at a festival yeah. and playing on stage. And here they are, you know.
And that difference in confidence level.
Absolutely.
Is just
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, no, it's changed their life.
Yeah.
Literally.
I just wanted to add, too, that one of these former guests on Overtones Live is named Philip Lidlund. It's really hard to say. He's Danish. And he was on the show probably about 2 years ago. It was before COVID. And it was on a show that we called Young at Heart. So we had some very young artists on the show at the time. And he just really blew us away. But he was also at our open mic before we asked him to come on to Overtones Live. And here, just about a year ago, Warren and I stumbled across, he was a finalist on X Factor in Denmark.
Oh,
and the
wow.
people were going crazy wild. And it's so funny because he was singing the same song called Rendezvous that he'd actually performed at the Twisted Cork when we first saw him. He
wow.
performed it on Overtones Live.
Very cool.
And we have a lot of stories like that. And he was also one that just was not very seasoned in just getting up in front of people, but had mm-hmm. a really great sound, a very unique. And then we see him on Denmark X Factor. And it was just the best moment in the whole world, wasn't
cool.
it?
That is amazing. Well, we've got more to hear from not only Renee and Warren, but we're going to hear some more from the Goodwin brothers. We've got more of this great project to share with you. The time is 2:02, so it is time to take a look at the news. And we'll be back with more. You stay tuned for Bluegrass Breakout.
Hey, this is Justin Wells, and you're listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM. You're one of a kind, all the time station.
And you were listening to Bluegrass Breakout. And before we go any further, I do have a couple of things I need to share with you. We do have a Swim Smart Manny Strong Bash on the Brash, Branch benefit that is coming up Friday night, August the 19th. And they ask you to bring a potluck dish, a cooler of cold ones, camp out and enjoy the music. That is going to be going on. They've actually got they've got their updated schedule posted on Facebook. Go check that out. Some other things that are happening, Moonlight Market. That happens this Friday, 6 to 9. And your performer here in Irvine is going to be Aaron Boyd. So be sure and check that out as well. And I believe that there is another benefit I need to tell you about. It is for Moonshine Mike Stallings. And that is going to be taking place on Saturday, August the 20th, right across the street from us at La Cabana Restaurant. And it starts at 4 p.m., goes to 11 p.m. And again, this is a benefit. The price is $10 at the door. It goes straight to Mike and his family. And of course, Moonshine Mike is battling with leukemia. So if you can attend that, that is Saturday, August the 20th from 4 to 11 at La Cabana. Be sure and be there and help out if you can. And I believe that's going to do it for all of the benefits and music here locally to tell you about. Oh, the Stanton City Tourism. They're hosting their Music in the Park tonight. And I believe it is Dustin and Kelly Knox that are going to be performing tonight. So you can check that out. I think it starts at 7. And I'm not sure what the weather's supposed to be, but I hope it holds out because those Music in the Park things are a whole lot better when it's not rainy. Yeah. We're here live in studio with Renee and Warren Cobb from Overtones Live, and we also have part of the Goodwin Brothers here with us, and we have been looking at their new project together that they have partnered together with. And one of the things I wanted to mention, I had opportunity to see Jonathan get on stage a little bit there at the Twisted Cork with Sarah Beth, and you all had church. Now, I think there's kind of a common theme with Kentucky producing yes. so many good artists because a lot of them did start in church. They did get kind of their roots and ability to be in front of people and perform in church. But you guys kind of you had the goosebumps going and everything. So is there anything in this project that would take me back to that church experience?
You know, it was a... they're looking here for me. You know, Chase does that whenever you come around is a good, everything that we do, it's so funny because it doesn't matter if it's a fast bluegrass tune or a slow thing. People tell us everywhere we go, we hear church and what you're doing. You know, we hear your background, and that's all, you're right. That's all we knew growing up. And that's really when Sarah Beth Terry, we was talking about her earlier, and us, we all really connected. She came over to the house, and she sat down at the piano, and we started singing hymns together. And it all felt right, you know, felt right at home. So, anything on the record, you know, especially the slow stuff, you're going to hear us put a lot of heart into it because we don't sing anything that we don't, especially the boys. They're great at that. So One More Day or whenever you come around, one of those, I think your listeners would really... hear a lot of that church influence from.
All right, so let's grab Whenever.
Okay.
Is yes.
All right, here's the Goodwin Brothers.
Go, Chase. You come around, and I
those harmonies.
Thank you.
Love that.
Yeah, they sing it great. I just hang on, you know, for dear life when they're singing. But the boys can do it.
You got quite a voice, too.
Thank you.
Yes, he does.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For sure. Now, folks can find out all kinds of things about the Goodwin Brothers by going to thegoodwinbrothers.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
And checking out some tour dates here.
Yeah, I'd love to mention one, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Next Saturday night, we're going to be up here in Beattyville, Kentucky, at the theater there. I think it's the high school theater. It's on our Facebook page if anybody goes to it. But it's just us. And I'll say this without hopefully not sounding boastful at all, because Lord knows I'm the least talented among the three of us. But if you put the boys and the band in a theater, it's a much different setting than a festival plug-and-play thing. Our theater shows are really cool because we'll do a part of the night where everybody leaves the stage but the three of us on bar stools, and we'll do some requests from the crowd and some gospel stuff. And the whole night is just us, and we might have a special guest or two. So we want everybody to come visit us in Lee County. They can get the info on our website or Facebook, either one.
So do you like that more intimate kind
of... We do, yeah. Yeah.
Audience participation?
Yeah, personally I do, and I think the boys do too, because it just gives us a chance to show different dimensions and dynamics of the band that most people never get to see. You know, you mm-hmm. get plug and play at festivals, you're 45 minutes on and off, you know, so you just plow through. But we get to tell some stories about our childhood and, like I said, take some requests from the crowd. Sometimes we'll just, somebody will holler out a song and we've never done it, but we'll try it, and it works, you know, so people really...
But not Freebird.
You know, we've not seen enough $100 bills yet with that written on them. The day may come. We've not gotten that desperate yet, but we have a lot of fun.
That was seriously, don't request Freebird, please. Yeah. Now I see you're also in September. You're going to be in Piketon, Ohio,
yes.
Louisville, Nicholasville,
right,
and you're going to be in my hometown, Mount Sterling, October the 1st.
That's right.
What is that? Justice that Aviation. Is,
yeah. So, you know, the airport there in Mount Sterling.
Yes.
They do a big corn roast. They open up one of the hangars and they bring in a trailer. They have music. They have games. It is incredible. We did it last year. And it was just for their staff and pilots last year. So there was still couple hundred people there, but this year I think they're opening up to the public. So
nice.
He's asked us to advertise it for them, so they'll have a lot of people, and it's free admission, so it's, yeah, people should join us there as well.
And I'm seeing a big event and a Grand Ole Opry House. Tell me about that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I've played the Opry twice as a side man, never as a front man, and never with my brothers. So this is going to be a great great experience for the band to play the Opry House for the Josie Music Awards. And I'm not real familiar with them. Renee and Warren could tell you more about them, but I do know that they're such an advocate for independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we were honored. This is our first year of ever hearing about them or getting a nomination from them. So I think we're nominated in a couple categories. We're super excited about it.
So I'm going to have to specify, because Please. He won't brag on...
He's not a hype man, is he?
No, he is not. But I need to say the Goodwin Brothers have been nominated in three categories.
Wow!
And those
Congratulations.
Are...
Congratulations!
Yes.
Thank you.
And they are Bluegrass Band of the Year, Fan's Choice, and also for the big prize, Entertainer of the Year.
Look!
That'd be fun.
Yes. Huh. And yeah. We are also enjoying that evening with them as nominees ourselves,
yes,
for Overtones Live for Media Company of the Year, nice, and Listen Locally for Videography of the Year. So
wow. Congratulations
all
around.
A long way. And this is very, very exciting.
Sure.
It is the largest independent award show, mm-hmm, in the whole world. And I was listening to the founder, Josie Pasatino, and her mother, Tina Marie, talk in a one-hour broadcast last night about all the details around that. And they're going to have a full day of music the day before the awards, called the Josie Music Fest. And I will say that we are aware of many local artists that put in an application to perform on those stages. They're going to announce those later this week. And I will just say we can all probably depend on several local names showing up on those stages the night before the awards.
That's
as well.
Awesome.
we looked at the list. There was probably about 20 to 22 artists that we have had on our show. And Warren and I are big supporters of trying to get these artists to nominate themselves. This is a process where you can get in there and you can show your work. You can send them files. It's all panel decided. It's not a popular vote type of award show at all. And there's nothing wrong with those either. But this specific one really recognizes. And she said that they have attendees coming from almost every country in the world.
Wow.
She was looking at the list last night of who's coming. And this is a really big deal. I don't know if a whole lot of people around here know how big of a deal this is. Mm-hmm. But for us to be there and to witness the Goodwin Brothers being on that stage that night is probably one of the biggest things that's ever happened to us.
As nominees.
And as a performer on that stage.
Yes. That is so fantastic.
And we'll be there. I know that a couple of our friends, the Malpas Brothers, we've met them a couple times. They're going to be there performing that night. William Lee from the Oak Ridge Boys. A lot of people remember William Lee. His whole family are crazy talented. They're going to be performing that night, so be some other great performers as well. So we're looking forward to it.
I might say that my brother's Keeper, who is one of our favorite bluegrass bands as well, mm-hmm. that work with the Goodwin Brothers, are also in that category with them for bluegrass group. But they're 8 Days Sober is also up for Entertainer of the Year. And we are just so incredibly proud of all of the local talent that will be representing Kentucky in that building on that night.
Yes. Absolutely. I love it when hometown boys do good. I just love it.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we're trying. We're trying, and we're enjoying the ride. You know, I tell people that all the time. This is the first time ever in my life, and like I said, over and over, we all have done different things in music that we've ever, I don't want to say not tried at something, but just did it because we love the music and we wanted to do it for fun, and then to watch it take off has been a real joy. I will say that.
All right. Well, I tell you, pure motive makes purely wonderful things happen.
That's right.
For sure. Well, we're going to take a break and take a look at the Local Lens. It is a show provided to us by the Powell County Health Department that takes a look locally at the drug epidemic. And when we come back, we are going to hear more from the Goodwin Brothers, as well as Overtones Live. I hope you'll stay tuned for more Bluegrass Breakout.
This is Josh Nolan, and you're listening to WSKV.
Well, we've got a break here. I'll just go real quick and introduce the band to you. Playing banjo for us tonight. I've known Elmer for 20 years. He just, if any Sturgill Simpson fans, Elmer is Sturgill's banjo player before he came off the road. Now he's a Goodwin Brother. Make welcome Elmer Burchett. Down on the end from the Cincinnati, Ohio area, he was nominated for the Spigma Fiddle Player of the Year, and he's a Goodwin Brother tonight. Gil Benson, make him welcome tonight. I know you got to see him. Beside him here is Monster Mike. Mike has played with the Lonesome River Band and Larry Cordell, and most recently, he's playing with country music superstar Alex Miller, who's in the house tonight. Make Alex welcome. But Alex said it's not about me tonight, so make Monster Mike welcome. We're glad to have him as a Goodwin Brother tonight. Thank you, Alex. They already said it on the intro, Renee the other guy did, but back here playing drums, this is only about his third show with us, Jeremy Toler. Make Jeremy welcome. I'll tell you about the brothers later. Let's pick it up. My way. second glance. Across a crowded room was close enough that I could look, but I could never touch. 'Cause tonight I'll end. Stars above, how did I ever win your love? What did I do?
What did I do?
What did I say?
And what did I say
to make you turn your angel? Anybody wake me if this is a dream, 'cause this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Hey, all you fellas, now you can look all you like, but this girl you see, she's a leader. Scare me so. There must be something only you can see. Yet I can feel it when you look at me. 'Cause tonight I'll ask the stars above, how did I ever?
The Goodwin Brothers working in concert with there's Angel Eyes. Yeah, that was a beautiful song. Now, we have got more coming up, but I want to hear about this cruise. What is going on with the Goodwin Brothers and a cruise?
Yeah.
We're going to.
All right. So,
and Angela,
working in concert on a cruise ship.
We've got your room ready too. So don't forget it. Yeah, so I've done 9 that I've hosted throughout the years. Started in 2012 hosting cruises with my gospel record label. And what started as, we called a family and friends cruise. It started with just staff and family, extended family. We would take maybe 50, 60 people. Turned into, they started inviting more and more. And now, on the last one that we did, Jeremy was with us. We took probably 300 or 400 people with us. So when we go, it's a short cruise. It's Thursday through Monday. Leave out of Jacksonville. You don't have to have a passport. You don't have to, this is not a political statement, you don't have to have a vaccination. As of November 1st of this year is what Carnival is telling us. So if you do, if you don't, you can cruise. And we're doing a bluegrass/country music cruise. We've got us, we've got Sarah Beth Terry going, Holly Forbes that was on The Voice.
Oh, wow.
Alex Miller that was finalist on American Idol. We've got so many. My Brother's Keeper, she mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Turning Ground from Moorhead. We've got some really, really good music.
Okay, you're making a good argument here.
Yeah, and to be honest, anybody that vacations, okay, this is why I do cruises and I host cruises, is because you can't go anywhere for 4 nights with you and your husband, your spouse, your plus one. You can't do a vacation, especially Bahamas vacation, for under $1,000 for the both of you. It just doesn't happen with gas, hotel stuff. So for way less than $1,000, you can get an interior cabin for $600 or $700 a person, and it's all inclusive. If you've never cruised before, mm-hmm. everything's paid for: your room, your board, your food, and you're going to get some of the best music in the world. And then we get to Freeport on day 2. The tour buses takes our group over to our concert on land. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas comes. They bring all the kids from all the schools. I mean, it's Take
my money.
It's an incredible time. And I tell people all the time, if you do one thing a year, I also tell people this, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. And I've never had to do that in the 9 that I've hosted. It's a phenomenal time. People can check out mybluegrasscruise.com. All the details are there. Any questions they would have, it's right there, mybluegrasscruise.com.
Now, I found it. It's living on the tour page at the bottom of the page.
True.
And it says, serious business, serious value, choose fun.
There you go.
That's Join right. us for a night vacation to the Bahamas.
Right.
Yeah.
Always
okay.
a blast.
And the Goodwin Brothers will be your hosts.
That's right. Yeah. And we do so much fun stuff. And we could talk about it all day. I mean, we're doing a late night bingo, which Chase hosts, my older brother. 21 and older only for that. But then we also, if we have families that come and bring their kids, because there's Dr. Seuss Land and there's Lego. I mean, it's just so much for families. It's a phenomenal time. For sure.
Hmm. And we are also exploring doing some Overtones live recordings
Absolutely.
From the cruise as well.
Yes.
Wow.
It's gonna be
well,
great.
That certainly takes it to a whole new level, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes. Mm-hmm. The open seas taking and, bluegrass out there.
And the goose is going, and he don't
yes.
do water. He
oh.
said, I don't do water. I said, Dad, you're not that far off the land. This is not the Titanic. This is not U.S. Navy. You're just going a little ways from Florida down to the Bahamas. So he's going as well. So he'll be doing meet and greets, I'm sure, no doubt.
And getting lots of pictures.
And
no
lots of
doubt.
Pictures,
yep.
yeah.
Well, we are going to take ourselves a short break, hear from our sponsors, and a look at our 3-day forecast. And when we come back, we're going to hear more of this great project from the Goodwin Brothers and Overtones Live. You stay tuned for more Bluegrass Breakout.
Remember, home is a place where your feet may leave, but your heart will always be. Welcome home to Bluegrass Breakout.
And let's all give Renee and Warren and Overtones a big hand for putting this on tonight in the Tipsy Cow, man. Y'all been so good to us, and we just surely appreciate it. So we're going to do something we've never done tonight, since all of our friends and family are here, right? Here's a couple songs that we've never done out live. I don't think we've ever done either of them out live. This is our new single, and it's called Barefoot Girl. Maybe you'll like it, okay?
My way. Hey.
singing our song, and I know she's waiting, and I know it won't be long. Hey, yeah.
Hey, hey,
barefoot girl,
barefoot girl,
don't you think that you could look my way?
Hey,
yeah, hey, hey,
barefoot girl,
barefoot girl, I've got your number and your name. Ain't no sense in driving down this winding road alone.
Goodwin Brothers, and another great performance there. It just seems like you guys are having so much fun, always.
We are, and I'll let Jeremy pop in here, too. Everywhere we go and everything that we do, if it gets uptight, we just leave. We just don't belong there anymore. We don't belong there anymore, and I'll say we've not done a whole lot of shows in the last year, but we did our first live show 1 year ago in July, so we've only been doing it live, all of us together, for a year, and everywhere we go, we just have a good time. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I want to know where folks can get their own copies of this work that's been done.
Like you said earlier, thegoodwinbrothers.com. Yeah, and they can click the store, and in the store, they can see all of our product. They'll see the bundle, which is a vinyl, access to the show online if they want to watch it on their phones or devices, both CDs and a DVD, or they can buy them individually, whatever they prefer.
And I love that you did this on vinyl, because Renee and Warren probably are more like me. Did you ever think vinyl would come back, really?
No.
I actually did, but I mean, it's taken a long time.
Yeah.
But now it's so cool because people are using really high quality vinyl in different colors, right? Mm-hmm. Thicker vinyl than what used to be put out, and it's really become a specialty thing. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I'll spend $45 at a merch table on that because it's worth it.
Right.
You know, it'll last forever. And I have a really great album collection at the house and a really great stereo to play it on, and I just love doing that. That's how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it harkens back to my teenage years in my bedroom, learning how to play a song with a guitar, sitting playing Kenny Loggins 10 times over and over and over, you know, or whatever. And yeah, it's just fun, you know. So,
and it does kind of pull on that nostalgia too.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah.
So are we going to continue seeing more vinyl projects that you're going to be doing with other artists possibly?
I think that's a very real possibility. And I think by putting the Goodwin Brothers project out, we're starting to get a lot of inquiries. And again, we've really tried to steer a lot of artists in this direction. I will just say the ability to record a show like Overtones Live, and that they have a file that they can use. They also have a file that goes on the air across the state, and we have 3 internet stations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So where else can you get 15 to 16 hours, you know, on the air in this manner to promote, you know, your work? And also, like I said, we're just getting a lot of requests now because a lot of people tuned in when we did that Facebook Live a couple of weeks ago. And it just really generated a lot of interest. And it's also, you know, making the venues think differently, right, about the way that they can present music in different ways than they normally do on the weekend.
Right.
One of the interesting things that we're finding is a lot of our artists that have been at the Tipsy Cow are being invited to come back on the weekends.
Mm.
And that's for a really, you know, a good spot
right.
to promote your music. Mm. So we feel like we're doing a lot. We also have a blog, I just want to say, on overtoneslive.com, where they also have articles that are written about them. We have one on the Goodwin Brothers that has just been posted last week. And before that, we have one actually on the career of Sarah Beth Terry and some of the lessons that I feel these stories that artists have told me about that really connect into why they are so successful today.
And sometimes it's a story that happened at a very early age where they're told that they couldn't do something. Sarah Beth tells a great story about being told, you know, by a middle school counselor that, you know, when they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, somebody said a NASA engineer, and that this guidance counselor was just like telling everybody to break out into applause. And she said, I want to be a Nashville singer-songwriter. And this teacher told her, that's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. You need to be more realistic. And I was just really tying that into, you know, really, you know, conceiving it in your brain and then being able to believe it and then to receive it, because this is the very first sign of early visioning in children. And that's why I believe that even if they say they want to be a rock star when they grow up at a very early age, that you should just say, that's great. How can I support you?
Yeah. Very good point. Very good point. And something you mentioned that I want to kind of come back to, or you were talking about venues and how venues are viewing or looking at ways to present music. With COVID, and when COVID hit, there were so many venues that were unprepared for anything like that. And they have had to make adjustments. Festivals and things like that have had to make adjustments and figure out new ways of thinking, new ways of doing things. Do you feel like that venues are more hospitable now to artists and the audiences and keeping those things in mind than before? Do you think that some have just given up and quit? Because I know several have had to close their doors. Where are we going after COVID with venues?
Well, I think the venues that are still around are doing anything and everything they can to bring those folks back, you know. So certainly they're supporting live music. I think there's probably more live music and going to be more live music than ever out and about, you know. And the venues that are really successful have, like in our case, we're working with Andrew Hill, who's one of the owners of the Tipsy Cow. So he's the sound engineer there. And, you know, he has studied that room. He's studied the equipment. He's, you know, he knows how to get a great live sound in that room. And I think more and more venues that are offering live music experiences are upping their game and, and getting lighting systems and great sound systems and sound people who can run those, you know, people who know how to record and all that stuff. And so we're finding more and more of those venues happening, you know, and drawing great bands and drawing crowds, you know. So I think that'll continue
to grow.
Yeah, I think so.
And Angel, if I might add something, we do use the motto working in concert. And that's just much more than a cliche to listen locally. That is a concept that is almost like an ecosystem that ties in the venue, the artists, the patrons of the venue, the food trucks that might be there that night, the broadcasters that the show lands on, the sound engineers. We have a volunteer base of sound engineers that mix our show for us, that it's rotated, and it also allows them to promote their business as well. So we have really had a very focused effort on teaching artists to start thinking like business people, whether they are or not, right? But to start thinking like a business person. And this ecosystem provides a perfect model for people to start thinking in that manner.
Exactly. And we talk a lot at the station about tourism and always looking for ways that we can tie in and help to pull people to come in and experience what is here. And part of what is here is the music. And so it's really exciting that there are, there seems to be more of an effort by the venues, by the festivals, to really make the experience the best that it can be. Because again, I feel like the world is looking at Kentucky, and I can tell you from our numbers, even people listening right now from all over the country, a lot of those folks, they travel here because they love the Red River Gorge. They're hikers, they're climbers. They may be musicians themselves and they want to come here and be inspired. But either way, I love knowing that the venues as well as the artists are putting on their best game face. Because we want those people to come back and spend money.
Yes.
Come spend money, please. Yes. Tip the artists. Well, you were listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We've got just a little bit of time left, and I've got to get another commercial break in to show some love for our sponsors. Double Star, especially our gold sponsor, but also Holler Girl Music Festival that is coming up this weekend, and it does start on Friday. It is in the beautiful Livingston, Kentucky at Rock Castle Riverside. It's one of my favorite campground destinations to go to, and I will be arriving down there, if not Thursday night, on Friday morning. If you are in attendance at Holler Girl Music Festival, please find me and say hello. I would really love to meet you and know that we're not strangers anymore because we like the same music. But we'll be back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll hear more from the Goodwin Brothers and Overtones Live. You stay tuned.
If you're on Facebook, follow the official Bluegrass Breakout page and stay up to date on special guests, new music releases, and upcoming giveaways. You don't want to miss any of the Bluegrass fun.
Let's see. We are back here with the Goodwin Brothers, and we're looking for Love Is Alive. I don't see it in this. I see. No. MNT Girls. No. Still the one. Thank God. I don't think I got that one.
Okay. Maybe missing. You can pick one. Then whatever you see. Do you see maybe Fooled Around and Fell in Love? Is it in
that's
there?
Good. Yes.
That's a great one.
Is that on one of your CDs?
It's on the
one we have.
Oh. I'll need one on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm a doctor.
Sure. Yeah, the first one you see.
Either one. We're making some decisions here.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the Mountain Girls one. That's
yes.
A fun one.
How
yeah.
Mountain Girls Can Love. Yeah. This will be okay. The Goodwin Brothers.
All right.
Get out, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Free her out, let her roam, how mountain girls can.
Another high energy. What are you all drinking? Like, what's in your coffee?
You know.
I got to know.
Well, that's bluegrass for you.
That is bluegrass for you.
Yeah.
I was riding over this morning listening to some bluegrass, and it was like, what else could I listen to coming over these hills?
Right.
But I just realized that there's a sale going on.
Okay.
On your website.
Oh, Lord.
Your merch. Like, I can get myself a Be Like Goose t-shirt for only $20.
Jesus, yes, you Angela. Can.
I am getting me one of these.
Oh.
You don't have a clue.
That is fabulous.
Right.
What?
Yeah, he will replay this clip of you saying this.
Will he really?
Yeah, it'll go viral. Isolated. Like everything else we put of him on there somehow
put
goes
it on
viral.
A loop.
Yeah.
I love it. And what's on the the scan code that's on the
shirt? So anybody that knows my dad, he walks around every day all day long with a lanyard on. He wears it everywhere he goes, and it has a QR code to the Goodwin Brothers page, our Facebook page. And he'll meet you and say, hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Scan this on your phone real quick. And they'll scan it and follow the Goodwin Brothers.
That's brilliant.
So the shirt says Be Like Goose, and it has the lanyard, and people walk up to whoever's wearing the shirt, and they scan the code, and they follow the Goodwin Brothers.
And see, so that's why you're not good at hype. Your dad is doing it.
Yes, yeah, he is.
And he's too good. Plenty, yeah. You just never developed that skill because you never
that's
had
true.
To.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
The shirts are awesome, though. Seriously. Thank like, you. If you've met him in person, you've seen him with his glasses up on his head like that.
Yeah.
But for real, you got to get your $20. Yeah. That's all that is. But there are several of your shirts and other merch that it says sale, and they're $20.
Yeah, it
and
is.
They're soft, and they're very comfortable.
And we are getting ready to raise those too, because everywhere we go, all these other artists are saying, you know, we sell ours for $25. We try to keep them, you know, within reach for people, but it's just inflation's getting us.
Yeah.
They'll be $20 for a while, so if anybody wants them, please.
That's what I'm saying. Get out there and get them now. Well, we have got only about 5 minutes left together, so let's give everybody a chance to share where they can find what you're doing and more, or what's coming up, because I don't want to leave anything unsaid that needs to be said.
Sure.
Okay, so he's looking at me, so I will speak. You can find us on overtoneslive.com. We have, again, our blog there. We have several reviews from artists and people that have worked with us with Listen Locally, worked in concert with us, I should say. And we are also on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and I'm also on LinkedIn, so we have the presence there as well.
All right.
TheGoodwinBrothers.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram. The boys told me the other day we're on TikTok. I thought that was a clock, but they said, no, you all are on TikTok too. And they're what they're helping us do is put a lot of different content on different things. So there's stuff you'll find there you won't find on the website, or same with Instagram and Facebook. So please follow us, and all that's at Goodwin Bros Music. And we would love to see them at a concert soon. Hopefully people can make it out to Badeville next week. We're really looking forward to that on the 20th. So it'll be great.
And I want to add, too, that the Goodwin Brothers do have a YouTube channel. Overtones Live has a YouTube channel, and we would appreciate any hits of that subscribe button,
yes,
possible.
Right. And be sure to like them and share them with all your
please
friends.
Yes.
Because we want to see all you on this cruise. If I get out there in the water, y'all got to go, too.
Yes,
so
please,
that's just how it is. And they've almost talked me into it. So I'm going to go ahead and close things out today. We are going to hear another tune to end our time together today, called Thank God. And this is another part of the project from the Goodwin Brothers, working in concert with Overtones Live. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you, and hope to have you back again sometime to update on some new projects.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
And thank you for tuning in and making Bluegrass Breakout part of your day. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. for buying, selling, swapping, and giving away. So join me for Tradio. And we'll have another Bluegrass Breakout on Thursday. We'll have DJ Double Star Nick in the house. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things. And we'll have a great Appalachian and Kentucky music playlist. So join us for that. Again, here are the Goodwin Brothers closing us out today.
Like McCain, early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on a farm. Days are filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. Sun's coming up like a case on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
got me a flower, I got me old fiddle. Sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a bunny, bunny riddle. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and toes. Thank God I'm a country boy. This city boy driving in a black limousine. And some people think it's mighty keen. Son, let me tell you exactly what I mean. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a plow, I got me old fiddle. Sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. I play nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Live.